The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Unless you weren't listening before, and then in that case, just welcome. Thanks for joining me. It is the 5 o'clock hour on this Monday afternoon, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It has been said by many, follow the money. Follow the money trail. Why are people so absolutely adamant about supporting abortion? Well, one of the reasons is money, and the other is about power. Yeah. If you're a, well, you don't even have to be a regular listener. If you have done any research at all into Planned Parenthood, you know about their origin. You know about Margaret Sanger. You know that the founder of Planned Parenthood was a flaming racist. She was one of our country's predominant sponsors of eugenics, which is based on the same principles that drove Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was all about a perfect race, getting rid of the inferior, the Jews and the homosexuals and others. And if you could get rid of those weeds, you could have a more perfect human race, the white race and so forth. Well, Margaret Sanger believed the same thing. That's what eugenics is all about. You don't let the inferior people multiply. Reproduce. The poor, the mentally infirmed, and black people, because she felt that blacks were inferior. And she didn't want a whole lot of blacks around messing things up because they're inferior. And so operating on the same basic philosophy of the Nazis and Adolf Hitler, she set about encouraging birth control. Again, we're going to give birth control to those inferior people like the black people. Birth control and abortion. In other words, family planning. And thus, Planned Parenthood. Now, if you've done any research at all, you know that Margaret Sanger was very sympathetic to the KKK. In fact, she spoke to a KKK women's group. Yeah. So we have been saying for years that the whole purpose Planned Parenthood was started, founded, was to abort primarily black babies because they were inferior and we don't want a whole lot of them running around. Now, it's interesting that a handful of Planned Parenthood clinics have now finally, after all of these years, realized the origins of Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger, and they have removed her name. They have removed her name. What's really fascinating is people like Hillary Clinton, who won the Margaret Sanger Award, have not given that award back, even knowing what we now know about Margaret Sanger. Now, why did I go through all of that? Well, because there is a very important case coming before the Supreme Court very soon. The case is Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. It is a case going to the Supreme Court about a Mississippi law that prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. All right, get this. A group of 154 economists, get this is important. A group of 154 economists, many of whom are professors, have submitted an amicus brief to the Supreme Court ahead of the hearing of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. Quote, they are coming and giving their opinion on this case because, quote, abortion access has changed the arc of women's lives. Particularly, the economists say, Black women have benefited from abortion more than any other racial group. Now, how have they benefited? Economically, financially. It is good financially for Black women to get abortions. It's about money. Quote, this is from the amicus brief submitted by 154 economists. Quote, another group disproportionately affected by abortion legalization was Black women. For Black women, the estimated reduction in birth rate was 2 to 3 times greater than the reduction for white women. Well, we all know that there are, percentage-wise, there is a much larger percentage of Black babies that are aborted than white. Quote, the economists draw on their backgrounds to argue that abortion has helped women succeed economically. In other words, if Black women can just get rid of those babies, they can make more money. It'll be better for them economically. So they are encouraging Black women to get rid of their babies so they can have more money. The economist said women who were denied an abortion saw a 78% increase in past due debt and an 81% increase in public records related to bankruptcies, evictions, and court judgments. So for them, it is not about morality. It is not about life. It is not about the value or the importance of life. It's all about dollars for these economists. That is so typical of the liberal left. It's not about life. It's not about value. It's not about morality. It's about bucks. And so the more Black women abort their children, the better off they will be economically. We have been saying for a long, long time, it's about money, it's about power. And now 154 prominent American economists are agreeing. All right, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll come to Ed, who is holding on the phone. So, Ed, be patient. I'll come to you in just a minute. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And as promised, we're going to go to the phones, and I've got Ed in Medway. Ed, welcome. But where in the world is Medway?
Oh, halfway between Springfield and Dayton is the white spot in the road. back in the early 1900s, we had an electric train that went by on Main Street. So, but that's all gone years ago.
I'm delighted that you called, Ed.
Well, I was going to say you hit all the right points on this electric car bit. One thing you need to add is, what would your battery only giving you 300 miles, and assuming that's based on good driving,
right?
How am I going to go to visit the Rockies or even to Florida when I have to stop, and whether it's 8 hours to recharge or an hour and a half? That is, I think somebody doesn't want us to go very far. I hate to be paranoid, but when they're out to get you.
Well, what they're saying is, if enough of us stubborn people would just buy electric cars, then the federal government would put charging stations all across America. But Ed, you would have to stop every, and you're right, depending on usage, depending on the time of the year, whether you're using your air conditioner or your heat or whatever, all of that, you know, has an impact on your mileage. And so you're going to have to stop every 200 miles. And if you can find a supercharger, you're going to have to wait an hour and a half, 2 hours minimum to get you another 200 miles.
Or you'll be standing in line waiting for the guy in front of you getting charged.
Well, that's probably true. That's probably true.
People got to think their head as to what that means for their driving. And so that's all I wanted to say. And you hit a lot of good points, and keep up the good work.
All right, Ed. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There is so much common sense here about the electric vehicles, the batteries, this insane law in California that was signed on Saturday that doesn't take effect immediately. I think it's about a year away. But all gasoline lawnmowers, leaf blowers, yard trimmers, golf carts, even the big lawnmowers that landscapers use, they will not be able to buy gasoline products or even diesel products. It's all going to have to be electric. And to speak to Ed's point about traveling, we have known a lot of people who had their own private landscaping business. We've had a lot of friends, and it was a family business. You know, just one person or two people, and they've got a couple of big lawnmowers, you know, the zero-turn big things, you know, and all that. As I said earlier, they can fill up with gas in the morning and maybe put a 5-gallon can on their trailer. A lot of times they don't even need to do that. They fill up their lawnmower, and it'll last all day. But if not, they can put a 5-gallon can on their trailer or whatever. And they can go from early morning to late at night. At best, these very large lawnmowers can last maybe an hour. If you've got, you know, these guys in the summertime work 10, 12, 14 hours a day. As long as there is sunlight, they're out there mowing grass and so forth. They would have to carry with them 8, 10, 12 batteries. All of the weight, all of the inconvenience. And then at the end of the day, they got to go back to the shop and they got to plug in all of those batteries and let them charge overnight. And by the way, have you priced batteries lately? Especially the monster batteries that these very large lawnmowers are going to need. It's going to put landscapers, people who have lawn service. And by the way, in California, that's huge. Now, a lot of people here in Ohio have lawn service. In California, everybody does. My mother was anything but wealthy. Oh, my goodness. My mother was a factory worker. She worked at Douglas Aircraft. She was not wealthy. She had a lawn service. Everybody in her neighborhood, which was not an upscale neighborhood, very, very, very common neighborhood, everybody had a lawn service because they were cheap. It is going to absolutely devastate an entire industry, number one. That's most important. Secondly, it is going to put a drain on the electric grid in California that is already stretched to the maximum because they're shutting down any coal-powered plants. They're shutting down all of the nuclear plants. So what's left? Wind and solar, which is great if you can use them. But the state of California is not even close to having the generating capacity nor the distribution capacity to get out the amount of electric that all of these electric cars, electric appliances, electric weed trimmers, whackers, chainsaws, all of that stuff, they can't handle it. But those that are pushing this agenda, people on the far left that are pushing this green agenda like AOC and the Squad and so forth, they have not thought at all about the consequences, the economy, the people that are going to be affected, or how in the world we're going to generate enough electricity to replace all of the gasoline and diesel vehicles that they want to get rid of. They have no clue. They haven't thought it out. All they know is it makes them feel good. And that's all they care about. It just makes them feel good. And that's the only thing they care about. It is absolutely insane. And what's amazing, the people of California had an opportunity to get rid of Gavin Newsom, this famously feudal disaster of a governor. They had an opportunity to recall him, and they didn't. It's crazy. All right, what's not crazy is we need to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.